Good morning, Khadija here. KCAP Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And oh yes, the conversation continues. And you know, right now we're in the fall seasons and I'm still on this journey of self-awareness and examining yourselves. And this morning as I was meditating, the scripture in Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10 was what I was reading. And I'm going to read it to you. The heart is deceitful above all things, and it is exceedingly corrupt. Who can know it? In verse 10, I, Jehovah, search the mind. I try the heart, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. Now that really caused me to take pause and meditate on it for a minute because of the fact that first of all, it says the heart is deceitfully wicked. And the question that came to mind was, know thyself. How much do we know who we really are? Have we come in contact with the enemy? I know that a lot of times we like to blame others for our destinations and our destiny and where we are and what we didn't do and what we shoulda, coulda, woulda if it wasn't for a given situation. But when we self-examine ourselves and when we start to ask Jehovah to show me, and he shows us the dark side and the ugly side of us, do we always have an excuse of who is at fault for the way we are? Oh, if my mama wasn't the mama that I needed, she wasn't there for me, she didn't love me or protect me like she should have. Or maybe it's a spouse that held you back because of the things he or she didn't do to propel you toward the destiny that God had planned for you. Or a sibling, because we know that sibling rivalry is a real thing. Or it's because of my skin color. My lips were too big. My hair was too short. My hair was too nappy. I wasn't accepted in this place or that place. We're always blaming someone else when if we listen to this scripture, our hearts are deceitfully wicked. So we need to search our hearts. Because we like to place ourselves up there. And when we tell the story, we always tell it and we look and come out smelling like roses. But is that really the case? And in this time of self-examination, in this time of teshuva, the trumpet blast is blowing loudly. It's a warning for us to become aware of who we are. Really become aware of who we are. Be honest with ourselves. Stand in our own truth. Because I'm going to tell you, sometimes when I stand in my own truth, I don't even like myself. But as I develop and evolve into God, into what God has called me to be, I'm beginning to like myself more. I am in a place where I don't mind spending time with me. I don't have to surround myself with people to feel good about myself. There is a lot of self-examination that needs to be done in this season. And the exam starts with me, my mindset, my awareness of who I am. It's time. Because we can't propel others forward until we know who we are. Till we are comfortable in loving ourselves and not expecting other people to make us feel good about ourselves and not letting our thermostat of who we are find its place in somebody else's room so that they can pull it up and down, touching buttons that will determine how we feel about ourselves and how we react to others and how we allow others to handle us. Self-examination of who we are, standing in our own truth. I hope I said something that will ignite a fire in you. I'm Khadijah, KCAP Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And you have a God fantastic rest of your week. Shalom. Good morning, good morning, people of the Most High God. Thank you so very much for listening to our podcast, KCAP Moments, Revelations of Life. I am Khadijah, the host. I just wanted to drop in to let you know that every time you listen to a podcast right here, DODM Worldwide Missions, where God is always in control, there's a donation that is sent to us. So please, please listen and send it to a friend and tell them to listen and have them pass it on, because every time we get a listen, we get a donation. It's a great way to support DODM Worldwide Missions and the projects that they're doing all over Africa and East Africa and West Africa without costing you a dime. So again, make sure you pass this on. Love you. Have a great, fantastic day.